Broadcasting live from my mom's basement, wherever the wherever Scott is. I'm Scott Edwards, he's Scott Neville, and this is Around the Diamond.
All right, so
that's the happiest I'm going to be today. Okay, continue.
It's coronavirus quarantine episodes. I have a feeling we're going to be doing months of these based on what I'm hearing. So we did the remote show. We thought it was going to be a one-time deal. Get back to school.
Joke's on us, huh?
We were such... I mean, we were boys back then. We had no idea what was about to hit us.
Well, think about this. We're probably going to be doing a remote show until the next semester.
Oh, that's a good point. Oh, God, we were so innocent back then.
Yeah, we were. We were.
Tuesday, last Tuesday.
Literally everything's happened since then. Rudy Gobert almost, like, killed the league. Then everything shut down in sports. Then the world shut down. That was a big one. What else?
I mean, well, here's the thing. Like, we can go over a lot of things that have happened that are terrible, but I think it's funny how, like, not even funny, but, like, last week, like, Monday, I threw we recorded on Monday, so
yeah,
you know, you caught my bullpen. I fixed my changeup. I felt good about my other three pitches. I was getting ready for the season. I was super excited, ready for I guess a not really a breakout year, but like a you know, building on a solid resume. And
yeah, we were happy. Sorry.
Yeah, we were happy.
We did stuff.
We were able to go outside.
I could go to a store and I wouldn't be shamed.
This isn't really a show topic, but I'm going to talk about it anyway. My gym, we have to reserve 40-minute intervals. We have to make an appointment so that there's not more than 25 people in there at once.
I can't even believe you're allowed to go.
We have 40-minute intervals, and at the last 20 minutes of every hour, they clean the gym.
Oh, boy. I think all the gyms around here are closed.
Yeah, I've heard that. But you also, Middlesex County is like the worst right now in Massachusetts.
Hell yeah, that's us.
You got like 100 cases over there. We have like 5.
Sure do.
Down in Plymouth County.
Didn't even know that was your county.
Yep. I only knew Middlesex because I've now lived there for 75% of the last 3 years.
Hey, you want some little breaking random news?
Sure.
Josh Gordon attempts to play in 2020.
Of course he does. I mean, how weeds will you go? He's got nothing to lose.
Yeah, pretty much. So you want to talk about football, or you want to still talk about sickness and everyone being sick?
I mean, I almost think we should talk about I guess the show doesn't really change much. There's no sports, by the way. So that could be a factor, I guess.
In like 2 weeks, when like Jadeveon Clowney and all the rest are signed, yeah, we're done. Dunzo.
Yeah, I have no idea what to do for that. Because right now there's so many. The NFL saved us. We're a week removed from all the stories of like the MLB is shutting down, the NFL is shutting, or the NBA is shutting down, and all these leagues. Like, that's old news now. Yep. You can't really write about that or talk about that. So like, the NFL is the only thing we have.
And it's not going to last that long.
No. Although they did mention they might, and I don't even understand this, delay the contracts.
Yeah.
Because, like, nobody's signing, which I feel like isn't true.
It's because not everyone could do their physical right now.
Right, okay. Because they were saying, like, they couldn't get – not everyone was – the thing I saw was like a little like two sentences, but it was like not enough people can sign, and I'm assuming that's because of the physical.
I will say a month from now we will be able to do a preview for the NFL draft, because that's still going, baby. The NFL don't sleep.
Somebody on one of my articles asked if I was going to be covering the draft today, like an hour ago, and I was like, I might write an article per pick. I got nothing right now. I mean, nothing going.
Just have a bunch of articles locked and loaded to post. Boom, boom, boom.
Dude, can you imagine if I waited till they were drafted and then it was just like...
Boom, post.
Yeah, like I wrote their like analysis every time, and then the second they get picked, I just drop it.
Alvin.
And then you look at our website, and it's like, when's the draft? April what?
April 23rd.
I wanted to say that, so that feels. I mean, I'm glad you said that because you didn't sound confident, but that's the number I had too.
Okay.
You imagine you look at our website and it's like, you know, one every few days, and then just 30 on the 23rd.
Oh, I nailed it. It was April 23rd. Sorry.
32 articles, April
23rd. I'd appreciate it.
We could split it if you want, but yeah. You got your own. You got plenty.
I mean, do I? I have to work from home. It's not what it lives up to be right now. Pretty upset.
Yeah, that's tough.
Hey. But this is a show of excitement. This is a show of happiness. So let's ruin all that right now. Let's just ruin all that happiness.
You want to talk about it?
Yeah, so Philip Rivers went to the Colts.
And we're sad for Brissett.
Yeah, I am sad for Brissett. Not going to lie to you.
I think he's better.
I think he'll probably be a Patriot.
Jacoby Brissett?
I wouldn't be shocked if he came back.
I mean, in a few...
cut him or trade him or...
I don't think it's likely. I don't think they are going to move him. I think Jacoby Brissett is kind of locked in as that, like... He's just a backup there forever.
I just want to understand why is Philip Rivers considered better than Jacoby Brissett?
I can't believe he got $25 million to come to the Colts.
For a year. Just a year. They're like, we'll give
you... that's when they meet like 25 for one season. That's a ton of money. I understand it's quarterbacks. I understand it's the NFL. But he's so
bad.
He was bad last year.
He was bad. Terrible. Yeah. He was actually the reason the Chargers weren't good.
And also, Melvin Gordon just stunk.
Yes, he's also a free agent. We will have him next week, too, to sign.
Would have been... His three teams are Tampa, Miami, and...
If he goes to Tampa, oh my God, what an offense. We should probably get into that, huh? I don't really want to, but we have to.
All right, let's do it. Demir Byrd signs with the New England Patriots.
He sure did.
What do you think?
I was angry.
Here's the thing.
The timing was terrible.
Not good timing, which I guess we might get into. I don't know. It depends. We don't have a ton of time. Okay. Here's the only thing I know about Demir Byrd.
He had a good kick return.
He's really fast.
Yeah, that's awesome. So he fills in for Philip Dorsett.
He is Philip Dorsett, but with less pedigree, which is...
That's not good. That's...
Yeah.
I don't know if you heard the sentence you said out loud.
I didn't say that, like, excited. I wasn't like, let's go Demir Byrd, but that's what he is. He is a Philip Dorsett type. But he's not as good.
That's so sad. It's true. It's very true. But it's so sad. I don't want to.
We also got...
Bo Allen.
He's going to be a run stuffer. Can't wait.
We re-signed McCourty.
That's actually cool.
That was exciting.
We got the captain. So
he's the undoubted leader now.
And we got two McCourties back in the secondary. The secondary is still going to be pretty good.
Oh, we did trade Daron Harmon.
Yeah, that'll hurt a little. Grant, actually, it'll hurt a lot. His Pro Football Focus numbers are nuts, actually. Yeah. He's really good.
All right. Okay. I'm just going to say it because I can't just sit here and wait anymore. Tom Brady is leaving the New England Patriots, ladies and gentlemen.
We'll see. He hasn't signed anything yet.
Oh, but he's gonna.
He's got to sign with somebody for sure.
And I could be angry, and I am. I am angry. I could blow a fuse in about 2 seconds. Just the more I talk about this. So you know what? I'll let you talk first.
Well, we'll just start from the top. making that list or that letter and saying forever a Patriot in all caps. That was misleading. I don't know about you.
That was tough.
That was misleading to me. I feel like he could have done a little better with the. I mean, that's exactly. That's the most incorrect thing to say forever a Patriot, and then have a, that be the title of the article, and then having the. I mean, imagine if I wrote an article and I said Tom Brady will retire with the Patriots, and then in the article, it's like, hey, Tom Brady's testing free agency. And he's not coming back. That's essentially what he did. If I did that, I'd get blown up.
If but, it matters, when I read that, I knew he wasn't coming back.
I don't know.
Because you don't write notes like that when you're coming back. He would have done it very like, oh, I signed a contract, whatever.
Well, Drew Brees kind of did that. He did like an Instagram post with like a long caption.
This is true, but Tom doesn't usually do stuff like this at all. So that was the real.
He's only had social media for like 2 years.
It's been a great 2 years.
Yeah.
Okay, so we have to talk about this. This is going to take up a big chunk of the show because this is Tom Brady. I don't know about you, but the reason I am such a diehard Patriots fan is because of Tom Brady.
I mean, admittedly, I don't know if I'm more of a Brady or Patriots fan. Like, I thought about this a couple of months ago, and I think we talked about it.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm, and at this point, this was when the Chargers, I think, were the favorite. Yeah. And it was like, if the Chargers and the Patriots are playing, I don't know if I'm a Patriot fan or a Brady fan. Now, I think as we get closer to the season, I'll kind of realign and I'll be good to go. But it'll be tough to – I can't imagine rooting for Tom Brady to not score a touchdown. Like, he comes out onto the field. It's like, I want that guy to score. And he's given us so much as Patriots. I mean, we grew up and we may have been like 3 years after like maybe the perfect time to grow up. But, I mean, we pretty much were born as Brady was – entering the league, and it's like we didn't really get to see 01 or 3 or 4, but like we've been alive during the whole thing,
right?
Mm-hmm. And our middle school, like we've never seen a losing season, and we have at 20 years old and 21 years old, we got 6 Super Bowls that we've gotten to watch result in wins. We have 6 Super Bowl rings and 9 appearances.
Mm-hmm.
So
it's funny you bring that up. You don't know if you're a Patriots fan or a Tom Brady fan. Because I know for a fact I'm both. Like, I will still follow the Patriots. I will still cheer for the Patriots. But in the end, like, I think it's Tom Brady or die for me until he retires. Like, I don't. And I actually had this, like, kind of, like, discussion with my dad kind of turned into me getting a little heated, but it is what it is. He's been a Patriots fan his whole life,
right?
So like he's clearly a Patriots fan, and he trusts Bill, blah blah blah. Everyone says in Bill he trusts. He even said it, and I was like, no, I don't trust Bill. He is the reason Tom Brady is gone. Tom Brady should have retired a New England Patriot, and the fact that he's not bothers the shit out of me.
Yeah, I think we actually kind of, because it's Bill Belichick, there isn't enough of that going around of like how insane it is.
Yeah.
That like the Colts were willing to give Philip Rivers $25 million and the Patriots were like, I don't know, Tom. I take it or leave it, essentially. And it wasn't even – it almost just seemed like from the start they were just like, we don't really want you. Like, we're going to move on.
You're exactly right. That is exactly what I pretty much saw too. And so they were just showing coverage. I don't even know what channel it's on. But they were showing him in a sit-down interview in, like, front of a crowd or school or something.
I plead the fifth.
Yeah. And that's – and I was like, how did I not see this before? I must have, and I just forgot it.
I remember that interview, but I didn't remember that.
No. And so the question was, to those who don't know what I'm talking about, is They asked, do you believe the Patriots are giving you the credit or, like, love or something that you deserve? And he said, I plead the fifth. And for those who don't know, I plead the fifth. He's refusing to answer the question. And when I saw that, I was like, how did we not know this the entire time? Like, clearly he was leaving. Like, if he felt this way, and this was recently enough, like, he looked like Tom looks now. I don't know when it was, but
that was April 2018.
Okay, so it was a few years ago. He was still signed back then. And
the question was whether he felt appreciated by the Patriots at this
point. There we go. And he said, what
did you hear that?
Yeah, I heard it very little, but we're okay. Anyways, so when they refused to pretty much give him the contract extension pass this year, I feel like we should have known, like, deep in our hearts, hey, he's probably not very happy with that. And I've seen people blaming Giselle. I've seen people blaming Tom. I understand what Robert Kraft and Bill Belichick have done for this franchise. Like, Robert Kraft saved the Patriots from moving. I understand that. I do. But it's their fault. You could have kept Tom Brady if you treated him right.
I think with Kraft, it's actually
Love him.
I don't think it's his fault, because here's the thing is, we don't want him to be like Jerry Jones. See, Jerry Jones would have gone and just re-signed Brady, but he also would have done the same thing with a lot of other guys that wouldn't have worked out. I like that Kraft knows that Bill Belichick knows more about football than him. So he'll give his opinion and be like, I love Tom Brady, but he's not gonna give, you know, Belichick an order. He's gonna say, look, I think we should keep him, but, like, this is Bill Belichick's decision. He's the greatest coach of all time. He's probably the greatest GM of all time. And so, you know, we know that Bill is someone that would rather walk away a year early than late, as far as, like, how he deals with, like, you know, Seymour, Brewski.
Boy, Malloy, you could go down the list.
Randy Moss. Like,
the list is long.
Yeah. And that's, I think that's, this is the same case. Aqib Talib had a good point. He said that, you know, Tom Brady gets treated the same in meetings as everyone else. You can assume he gets treated in business as everyone else. So that's why they, like, Talib was like, he's not going to come back, because Belichick probably is like, he's a year away or so from being done. And that's, I'd rather get ahead of it, essentially. But I don't get that, because you can sign a 2-year deal and that doesn't kill your franchise.
I'm with you. I think what my main point. Okay, first of all, I can hear myself, so move the mic just a little. That's good. Okay, we're better. So cut that up.
I'm not going to do that.
I know. But we'll act like you did.
All
right. Do you saw the thing where Kraft called Stephen A, right?
Kraft called Stephen A? I did not know that.
Yeah, so right before First Take, he called Stephen A, and this was the exact comment that he gave Stephen A to relay. And this is when I included him. I don't want YouTube. Oh, come on. People, just give me the quote. Just give me the quote.
It's fine. I'll cut it. I'll totally cut it. It's already cut. You can't. No one is hearing this. Actually, sadly, no one may be hearing this, but.
Yeah, you know, Corona.
Maybe it'll pick up a few people.
I'm gonna scream. All right, I'll just rephrase it. So he pretty much, it was like a PR move for Kraft saying, we would have made sure to keep him if he wanted to stay, but in the end, clearly he didn't want to stay. And that's when I got angry. You could have just had the nice goodbye, all these messages to Tom. That could have been end of story. Bye-bye. He comes back in 3 years and gets retired, his number and everything. See you later, right? That would have been fine. But having to call Stephen A. Smith, of all people, to have him relay a message on First Take that Tom wanted to leave. No, that's where you draw the line here. The mistreatment has been from the beginning of the 2019 season and all the way through. I understand you tried to lock him up. You gave him Demaryius Thomas, Antonio Brown, Josh Gordon, Julian Edelman at the beginning of the season. But when Antonio Brown was gone, when Antonio Brown left, you released Josh Gordon, no good reason. I understand he ended up getting suspended. Sure, Bill knew ahead, whatever, I don't really care. But how do you replace that? All you get is Mohamed Sanu. You leave Tom to die out there. That's where I understand Tom leaving. And if you look at the team he's going to, it is so much better than the offense he would have come back to. It is so much better.
Yeah, I think for us it was a situation of... it is tough for Belichick now, I think, to get some guys. I mean, I do think that if Brady stays, we could get Brown back. And it looks like AB might be okay next year because I think... So I've noticed with him is when he had his struggle... like his tweets and stuff didn't make sense. Like that just wasn't English. Right. Like it was just nonsense. And now he's starting to speak like a normal person again. And so I think his head is okay right now. Of course, that could change any day. But that's the only difference that is when he was, flipping back and forth during the season, apologizing, and then calling his dad an idiot or whatever the next day.
Right.
All of it was nonsense, and now he's finally starting to have, like, a clear head, it seems. By the way, I'm not an idiot, so I got the quote in, like, 2 seconds. He said, be very clear, if Tom Brady wanted to stay, we would have worked it out, and he would have remained a New England Patriot, but Tom Brady wanted to leave.
That's pretty much what I summed up, thank you.
Yeah, it's just you couldn't find it.
Well, the problem was I was in the middle of talking. I was trying to hunt at the same time. It was tough. Either way, good point of what you said with Antonio Brown stuff. But again, my whole problem is if you treat him right from the beginning, he's still here.
I mean, I will say, I think it's a tough sell. Like, dude, like he's going to throw for like five. I think he's going to have like a Peyton Manning year, like not 50 touchdowns, but maybe 5,040. Mm-hmm. If you think about it, you have Mike Evans and Chris Godwin. That's a fact. Okay. Right. He's going to beat O.J. Howard's ass when he drops a pass in the preseason. That guy is either going to get cut or fixed. Either way, that's Cam interesting. Cameron Brate's
not a bad second option at tight end.
I love Cameron Brate. I think Cameron Brate would be super good. I think that'd be a great combo. I don't understand why O.J. Howard's even on that team with Cameron Brate. He's way better. Anyway.
O.J. Howard's very raw, talented.
He's raw. Good in a combine, but he sucks at football.
He was very good 2 years ago.
I mean, production-wise?
Yeah, before he got hurt.
My biggest thing, though, is that, I mean, they're definitely going to sign Antonio Brown, and then it's going to be Mike Evans, Antonio Brown, and Chris Godwin.
I wouldn't say definitely on the Antonio Brown thing, only because Jay Glazer called into a show, and here's what he said on the potential of Tampa Bay signing Antonio Brown. Will not happen. No. You will not see AB in Tampa Bay. It wasn't a good experience with Bruce Arians and AB in Pittsburgh.
That's a good point. I hadn't thought about that. I still think he's going to go.
I do too. But that's a comment that's worth saying.
That's a great point. I like Jay Glazer. I think he's very reliable. But
I like him a lot. I do like him.
I think Tom Brady says, hey, go get me Antonio Brown. I think Bruce Arians.
He sacks up.
I feel like it's one of those things where it's like, oh, man, like, yeah, I don't like Bruce. I don't like Antonio Brown personally. But then he has the idea of Tom Brady throwing to Antonio Brown, Mike Evans, and Chris Godwin. And then he's like, you know what? I think I'm going to put that aside.
Yeah.
And I'm going to go get maybe the best trio of wide receivers of all time.
It would probably rival that. The trio that Peyton had.
Oh, yeah, that's a good – I don't know if they
– Prime Welker, Decker, and Demaryius. Or yeah, Sanders. You can pick your poison.
Yeah, I, you know what, maybe, okay, I knew there was going to be a trio that beats that, like, when I didn't want to, I said that without, like, thinking.
Your trio could be right, just, you have to see first.
It's just Chris Godwin, I mean, that's a guy that, he might be a top five receiver in the league right now, and he's, like, 12 years old.
Yeah,
and
Mike Evans might be a top 10, he definitely is a top 10.
Yeah, and he's insanely good. I mean, he has blow-up games with Winston, but, yeah. Like, the reliability of Brady, like, they're... stats as a whole might go down, like each receiver individually, but that offense is going to be insane.
Yeah.
Is their line okay? Because I feel like I
Their line is okay at best. But
I don't think I can name a lineman on that team.
But not to blame, it's tough to blame the lineman when Jameis is holding the onto the ball.
Well, he releases it quick. It's
indecisions, yeah.
Because he just, thing is, if he doesn't like it, he'll just throw it to the front seven.
Right, right. Works out. Someone's going to catch it usually for Jameis. Oh, that's why he is worth a look. Sorry. Anyways, I just wanted to say, when you look at the Bucs, you look at the Patriots, as you said, Godwin, Evans, Brate, Howard, Arians, a young defense that I think is going to be very good.
No, I mean, they're keeping Shaq.
Especially when they don't have to come right back onto the field because of a turnover.
Yeah, that'll be a nice little break for him, for sure.
And Bruce Arians, as a coach, very good.
QB whisperer. Maybe he can make Brady into something.
Okay. On the other side, you had familiar with the system, Belichick, a broken-down Edelman. That's it.
Stidham.
That is what Stidham. However, this is just a fantasy little spin on it. If Jameis Winston comes here, N'Keal Harry's a wide receiver too next year.
Oh, boy. Yeah, I agree with that. He'd become Mike Evans. He would just...
Yeah, yeah. It wouldn't matter. He'd just force the ball to him, and I'm going to be like, hey, I'm over here.
Oh, man.
I also thought about this.
Melvin Gordon might be on the box too.
Dude, I really want that to happen. Like, I want Tom to go get another Super Bowl. Oh, and my other point on the Bucs versus the Patriots, NFC, AFC. NFC has a lot easier road.
I mean, they don't have the Chiefs. You pretty much going to be the Saints.
Yeah, which the Saints proved they can't even beat the Vikings. So.
Yeah, that's right. The Vikings will beat them, and then you're just going to beat the Vikings. So that's easy.
Right, exactly. I'm devastated on the Tom front. He still hasn't signed that contract, like you said.
Oh, my God, dude. Sorry to cut you off. We get Breeze and Brady twice a year.
Yeah. Dude, did you see the schedule? Next year alone, we have Breeze and Brady twice, Breeze and Rodgers once, and Brady and Mahomes once.
Wait, how do we – we don't have the schedule yet.
Yeah, we have the opponents, not the schedule.
Right, okay, that's right.
And since the Chiefs won the Super Bowl, who says no to an opening night thriller between the Chiefs and the Buccaneers?
Not me. Good chance that, well, I feel like they do. Nah, they usually try and put a good product on the field.
Yeah, so why not?
So I feel like, well, no, but they obviously didn't know about Brady, so I feel like they might not. Well, it'll probably be like a solid team. Yet.
It helps. Watch it be the Patriots. That would be tough. That would be bad.
Just watching Stidham get just lit up while my home starts for like 650 yards.
Yeah, not great. Not good. I'm a Bucs fan right now.
Just say they're going to be a fun little team.
I have put all of my stuff in the wagon of the bandwagon. Probably not the only Patriots fan to be doing that.
They just need a secondary. That's really their only problem.
Yeah. Yeah, they should trade for Darius Slay.
Yeah, I love that he tweeted, like, I can't wait to get out of here. Also, did you see, we're going to get to the quarterbacks, but what you mentioned trading. So Darius Slay was like, man, I hope Trufant helps me get out of here quick. I'm like, that's funny, because, like, in the off chance you don't get traded, that could be awkward. Dude, the Panthers tweeted out, like, thank you for the memories.
Oh, that was so
Cam
bad.
Newton, who's still on the team right now. Like, yeah, that is so funny. And then also, I don't know if you saw, but Mitch Trubisky, I mean, that guy will never play football again. Like, no. I know he's on the Bears, but they, dude, if he goes out there, he's going to throw like six picks. He's probably just going to drop to the floor the second he gets a football. He had, oh man, there was like possible, who was it? It was the most likely to land for the Bears. It might have been Foles. I don't remember, but Allen Robinson retweeted it.
Oh no!
Like supporting it. It was I forget who. I think it was Nick Foles was the most likely like landings. I gotta find it now. And then there was something else too. Another player did something.
While you look for that, do you have any more Brady thoughts? I mean, of course, we're gonna have a lot of thoughts, but. Because, again, it's not official yet, but when it is, it'll hurt even more. And when I watch him walk out to the field in a non-Patriots uniform, that'll hurt as well. You got anything?
I'm just upset. I don't know.
I think I'm, like, certified depressed about it still. Like, I think that's, like, a real thing that I've been feeling. Like, yeah. Sure, we're on lockdown and we can't really leave our house much. But, like, I'm way more upset about Tom Brady not being a Patriot.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Like, hey, maybe I can't find stuff to do and I'll go insane. But at least I one time knew Tom Brady was a Patriot. That was cool. That was confidence.
You had a good run there.
Yeah, I had 20 years of confidence that we were going to win a Super Bowl. It was pretty great. Now I have no confidence that any team is going to win any championship because sports are canceled.
True. Okay. So he liked something that said, congrats on an incredible run. This was at the Love You Pats Nation. Chicago Bears has everything you need. And he liked that. Oh. And no. It was like he mentioned wide receivers led by Allen Robinson have plenty of tight ends and Kansas City type offense. Time to be a legend, and he was. And then the next thing he liked that day was Panthers are allowing Cam Newton's agent to seek a trade.
Oh no!
He was
so ready to be gone.
But he actually like retweeted something. I can't find it. He might have deleted it. Probably was smart to do so.
Trubisky's not nice.
Did the what?
Nothing. Just. Oh no! That's a sign. Huh? This is a real sign. Coronavirus cases in Florida jumped by nearly 100 overnight. This is a sign. Tom, turn your butt around.
Yeah, he's old enough to get it.
Yeah, he sure. I think everyone's old enough to get it. Well, to die from it, you mean?
Well, no. Like kids can like we could get it and just never feel a symptom.
Yeah, which is pretty awesome.
Except well,
the
yeah.
That the world's on lockdown. That's not awesome. Are you still looking for something, or would you like to move on?
No, we can move on. I think I deleted it.
I can talk more sadly about Tom. I really could.
No, you could. I could leave, and you could do that for hours.
I could give you an hour worth of show of me just apologizing to Tom that Bill's an asshole and that Robert Kraft didn't know and doesn't actually love him because if he did, he'd still be a Patriot. And that we would pay him out of our own pockets. And I think the missed fact here is that Tom Brady just wanted all the money. I don't think that's truly it. I think to get him out of New England, he needed to be paid big money. But to stay in New England, he would have taken a little less. Say 2 years, $25 million a year. He probably would have said yes to that. But
I think he would take the same contract he had last year, which I think was 23. I think the biggest thing, I think what would have kept him is say that Diggs trade is us. Like,
yeah.
I think we trade for Diggs like 2 days ago or so. I think now we're talking about maybe Hopkins. Apparently, we could have traded a bag of balls for DeAndre Hopkins. That would have been nice. I think if
Sony
we did
Michelle.
That.
We could have fucking traded Sony Michel for him.
Yeah, I mean, we do that, and it's like, now we're talking.
Yeah, but instead we sit here with Jared Stidham, no good second wide receiver, and no Tom Brady. Let's move on.
Jared Stidham will be all right. Can we talk about the QB carousel? Because I think that's the most interesting thing we can talk about.
Yeah, as long as it's not Jared Stidham.
So, we've talked about Rivers, the Colts. We've talked about TB12. Bridgewater, the Panthers.
That's a big one. That was a big one. I think
that's interesting. Especially, it's like a domino effect thing where now we got to figure out where Newton's going to go. Which, it doesn't seem like he has a lot of interest, which is...
Supposedly, the Patriots asked for his medical records.
Really?
Yeah, that would be something.
Do you want to talk about Tannehill's thing? I don't really care.
Oh, he got paid a lot of money to be completely average.
Well, yes and no. I mean, he can get cut after like 2 years.
Still a lot of money.
I think it's like 2 for $50 or something like that.
Going to be worth that contract.
He's going to be fine. Like, he'll be all right. Like,
he's the new Alex Smith. I think I texted that to you when he got paid.
You did.
Like, that's what he is now. He's a game manager. Hey, go hand the ball off to Derrick Henry. Hey, maybe throw a deep ball once in a while, but just chill. Like, there's not much to say about Tannehill rather than he played very good football when it mattered.
I mean, he was good at throwing for 60 yards when it mattered.
No, but I mean in the regular season. Without him, they weren't making the playoffs.
Yeah, very true. But I mean,
Marcus Mariota stinks.
Yeah, it stinks. One of my favorite college guys to watch. Absolutely terrible in the NFL.
Yeah. Speaking of terrible in the NFL, Nick Foles went to the Bears. And I'm not saying Nick Foles is terrible in the NFL because he won a Super Bowl. I'm talking about Mitchell Trubisky, who he's replacing.
Yeah, I mean, I don't really get this one. Slight upgrade, I guess. Did you see, by the way, they cut Leonard Floyd? I mean.
Yeah, they did.
Don't get that move.
He's a Ram now.
Yeah, I don't get that at all.
I love Leonard Floyd.
Think he's a pretty good player. Very fast.
Who did they sign someone instead? Robert Quinn.
Right, yeah. But I mean, that doesn't even.
Probably would have kept both.
But I mean, Leonard Floyd is like he was a first-round pick, and like.
Yeah.
They just cut him.
Well, so let me ask you a question here. Would you prefer the 31-year-old Nick Foles to lead your team? I already know the answer, but I'm going to act like this matters. Or would you prefer to go with Mitchell Trubisky at least one more year? He's only 25 years old. You traded up to get him in literally the second overall pick. Would you roll with that?
So here's my thing. I think you stick with Trubisky. And I say this because I think if you had the 2018 Bears, where it was like, this is a team that's going to be in the playoffs and with better QB play could actually win the thing. They actually lost to Nick Foles in that run. But I think that the only way you put in a Nick Foles over Trubisky is if you think your team can actually compete. And that team definitely, I mean, I don't think they can compete.
Do I hear how much Pro Bowls don't matter?
What?
I know how much Pro Bowls don't matter.
Tell me.
Mitchell Trubisky's a Pro Bowler.
Yeah. Well, the difference between like an MLB All-Star and an NBA All-Star is those are the guys that get in. With the NBA, with the NFL, they have their list, and then they have like 50 more people get in because nobody wants to go to the Pro Bowl over like 28. So then they like have like 100 Pro Bowlers because like 6 quarterbacks are like, no thanks.
Right.
Drew Brees is like the only veteran that likes to go.
Yeah, which is hilarious. I respect it.
That's just because his kids can meet stars.
And a free vacation.
True. But I think he'll be all right. He could pay for it. 25 years.
Yeah.
Two years, $50 million.
This is my favorite thing when we talk about Trubisky, who's getting replaced by Nick Foles, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
I don't know why you trade for him otherwise. He was drafted before Patrick Mahomes and Deshaun Watson. That's all I had to point out, just for people that might forget.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of Bears fans are reminded of that frequently.
A tough look.
I just don't, like, that wasn't even a good decision at the time.
No, it was bad. Everyone look, was like, especially huh?
Watson. Like, Watson was, I mean, Mahomes obviously was the best quarterback in that class, but as far as what they did in college, like, Watson was a superstar.
Yes, he was. He was a Heisman.
He beat Alabama.
One time national champion?
Yeah, one time, two-time appearance.
Speaking of Clemson quarterbacks, Patriots should tank.
Yeah, Trevor Lawrence be nice.
That would be awesome. Another 20 years, baby. Another 20 years. Do you want to talk about Andy Dalton? Because I don't. I don't like him.
You hate Andy Dalton. I don't like him. But honestly, like, of the options available, he's probably the best one. He's not that bad.
You're going to get me to make my case in about 2 seconds. Continue about Dalton.
Okay, here's my thing about Andy Dalton. He has led the Bengals to some solid runs. Like, I mean, they've never done any damage, but that we're talking about, like, if it wasn't for the Browns, they would be talked about a lot as the worst run franchise in sports. But luckily, their neighbors there are just screwing up things at an impressive rate for decades. But Andy Dalton, like, there was that 1 year a couple of years ago where he was like an MVP candidate before he broke his thumb or injured. He had surgery on his thumb. And it's just one of those things where it's like he's had AJ Green. He's never really had like true weapons.
AJ Green and Tyler Eifert were a heck of a combo back in the day.
Tyler Eifert played 3 games a year.
Not the year that he almost won MVP.
Okay, yeah. He was
5-7.
He was a top five tight end that year.
He sure was.
And he had AJ Green. But like that's still not a lot.
Now I have to look into this team just to see who their second receiver was. Because now I just want to know. I'll let you continue.
Okay, yeah. Well, my point is just that like Andy Dalton, like I think he'd be all right. I think especially if he got with Belichick, like the thing is, we don't have any weapons, so I really don't think anyone.
So you're wrong.
Why?
Because I think Mohamed Sanu and Marvin Jones were solid twos and threes.
Oh, that was a good. I totally forgot about that.
And they had Tyler Eifert, who scored 13 touchdowns, AJ Green, who scored 10 touchdowns, Giovanni Bernard and Jeremy Hill, who used to be a good combination back in the day, Rex Burkhead. You're a big fan of him.
I love Rex Burkhead.
Their defense probably wasn't good, so that's fair. Oh, nope. Carlos Dunlap had 13.5 sacks for them that year.
Okay, well, that's a guy. But, Yeah.
11 sacks. All right, continue. I just don't like Dalton. Sorry.
Okay, that was a good point. I actually totally forgot about.
To be fair, I did too. That's why I looked into it.
Yeah, I mean, but I still think my point stands of, like, if you get him in the right system, like, he could be okay. Like, the Bengals stink. Their coaches have always stunk. Like, I don't know. I don't – this isn't something I'm excited for. I'm not rooting for this. But it's like, at this point, I don't know.
I don't want him.
Who do you want?
I don't know.
No, somebody has to be under center. So who do you want?
So Andy Dalton, to go back to that point, is too old for my liking. He's 32. And when I say too old, I mean too old and not Tom Brady. Let's just figure that out. Because Tom Brady's a different being as a whole. And I think Tom Brady, if we had him, he's better than Andy Dalton is at the age of 32.
Right, but my point is just that we're not looking for – are you trying to get a franchise quarterback right now?
No, not yet.
So I don't care how old he is.
If I get my first option is to tank for Trevor Lawrence. If I get my first option, that's the option.
I don't know if I could watch Bill Belichick go 0-16.
So you could just keep Stidham in the damn lineup because that's the only way you're going to tank. Because I think if you have, as much as I don't like Dalton, Dalton could give you like 4 or 5 wins with this team, probably.
Oh, dude, I feel like it would be at least 8-8.
I don't know. There's not that many weapons there.
Well, we get to see. Here's the thing. We don't even have enough players to field a team right now.
Yeah,
so we have no idea what this is going to look like.
We legitimately don't have a linebacker.
Well, of Hightower.
All right. He can hit everyone.
They just roam around the middle.
Yeah, like we lost Collins, Landon Roberts, and Van Noy.
Yeah.
Two of them are debatably better than Hightower is right now.
Yep.
Tough. So, who would I pick out of the possible free agency options? I know I'm going to sound ridiculous, but I'm so angry at the Patriots.
You're going to say Jameis Winston.
Oh, I'm going to say Jameis Winston.
No.
Because this guy somehow went 7-9 while throwing 30 interceptions, which is scary in the fact that they're adding Tom Brady to that team now. So, not bad. However, Jameis Winston just got eye surgery. Not saying that's the reason he's bad.
Apparently couldn't see anyone on the defense.
So that might be important. Maybe you could cut that in half. We could get a 15. So 35.
That's 15. A dramatic jump.
Hear me out, though. This guy is going to be 26 when the season starts. 26 for the entire season. If Bill Belichick is such a good coach, can he make Jameis Winston worthy of being a NFL starter for the foreseeable future? Can he? I don't know. But I'm told Bill Belichick's pretty good coach. I would agree. Would you
NFL
agree?
NFL starter, yes. But I don't think – I mean, we're trying to something.
I'm not saying this is a future solution.
He's an NFL starter right now. I mean, yeah. As much – like, he threw 30 touchdowns – I mean, 30 interceptions. So it's incredible for him to still have, like to – I feel like to be regarded as a starting quarterback. But he also led the league in passing yards, and that's just about the only way you can do that.
Yeah. Yeah, 33 touchdowns, too. That's not bad.
No, that's pretty good, actually.
I don't know. There's something about Winston that I like. I don't know what it is.
I would never want to root for. I mean, on one hand, those are going to be some exciting games because you know every single time he throws the football, something is going to happen. But my thing is, if you throw him with the Patriots, it doesn't really fit. If we had a Mike Evans type, it would be more entertaining. But like a Julian Edelman is not going to be the guy that you throw 50-50 balls to. So that just means he's going to miss him by 4 yards and throw right to the middle linebacker over the middle when Edelman's going over the middle.
So
those aren't the interceptions we want.
So I want to prove something here of how good the Bucs could have been if Jameis Winston could have seen, maybe. Maybe. I don't know if that has that much to do with it. Probably. I mean, maybe one or two picks are taken back. Hopefully, like, 10, but hey.
Well, I don't know if you saw, but there was also a report that he had like 24 dropped interceptions.
That's so bad. It's great.
Which, like, I'm sure every quarterback has like.
Sign me up for the 50-50 season.
I'm sure every quarterback has like 5 to 10.
Yeah.
But I mean,
24 is a lot. But this is what I wanted to point out. The Buccaneers last year. So they went 7-9. In their first, they lost by one score. Let me count real quick. 1, 2, 3. That's the game he threw 5 picks, and they only lost by 11. That's something. That matters. 4, 5. Wow, they got on a hot streak. 6, 7. 7 of their losses were one-score losses.
Okay. If you type in Jameis Winston, I know you just had a point, but this is hilarious. If you type in Jameis Winston, you know the people also ask thing on Google?
Yeah.
The top one is how many interceptions did Jameis Winston throw today? The second one is how many pick six has Jameis – it wasn't great English here. How many pick six has Jameis Winston thrown 2019? Incredible. Who threw the most interceptions in a season? Those are the top three.
Fair.
Like, he is interceptions. That's what you think of.
But he couldn't see.
Oh, man.
I'm just saying.
How many interceptions did Jameis Winston throw yesterday is also in there.
Whatever, man.
Where do you think he goes?
Where do I think he goes? To the new... No, I don't... Let me think. Who needs a quarterback?
What if the Dolphins just did the damn thing, huh?
I'd love it. Devontae Parker would still be a top wide receiver. That'd be perfect.
Yeah.
So what I wanted to point out was, do you know...
You didn't answer the question.
What?
Where do you think Jameis will go?
Oh, I was thinking maybe the Jags.
Maybe. I don't...
I understand they're going to believe in Gardner, but I could see him, like, coming in there, little competition. Gardner stinks a few weeks. You get Jameis out there, start throwing bombs, has one good game.
I know they got some quarterbacks up there with Mariota and Carr, but I bet you Jay Gruden – or not Jay. John. I bet you John Gruden really likes Jameis Winston. I just feel like he would.
I like Jameis Winston. I'm telling you. I know you're not believing in my thought here. And I'm not even blaming you for not believing my thought.
Well, that's because I don't want a guy that's guaranteed going to turn the ball over like 100 times.
Oh, yeah? Well,
like, you're talking about the 30 interceptions. You're not even mentioning the fumbles.
We don't talk about the fumbles right now. Let me finish.
Finish your point, and then I'll bring up how many turnovers he actually had. Great
points. Jameis Winston can possibly be a decent quarterback if he's under the right coaching. He had a decent year under Bruce Arians. His best
12 fumbles.
Actually,
he had 42 turnovers. He did not have a good year under Bruce Arians.
5,109 yards, 33 touchdowns. That's what I'm talking about. 7-9.
33 touchdowns, 42 turnovers.
Yeah, great. Oh, well. Did you count his rushing touchdowns? No. Which he had one of. Ha! 34.
Okay.
I got you there. He also had six in his rookie year, which is wild. We'll move on. But I'm just saying, if I have to pick between Dalton and Winston, I want Winston. But if I have to choose no one, I might choose no one.
I think I'm a Stidham guy right now.
I'm not even a Stidham guy. I'm like a Justin Herbert falls guy first.
Oh, that's not going to happen.
But if it did, who wouldn't be happy about that?
I mean, Justin Herbert is going to the Chargers for sure.
Unless the Patriots trade up.
Dude, we should just get Joe Burrow, man. That guy.
That would be nice.
Gilmore in the 23rd pick. Who says no?
Let's trade Thuney.
Probably the Bengals. Yeah, give him. Yeah.
Let's trade. You know what? The Lions have the 3rd pick. They'll probably just take. I mean, maybe we won't get Burrow. We'll get Tua. Whatever.
No, Tua stinks.
I think. Okay, we just had a fight between Dalton and Winston. We can't really be saying Tua stinks right now. There's not a fair options right now. Okay, I get it. You'd rather Jameis than Tua. All right, end of story. Moving on.
Where does he go?
Winston?
Yeah.
I already said it.
Did you?
I said the Jags.
Yeah, well, you threw it out there, but it wasn't like a confident, like...
I'm confident that he's going to be a New England Patriot. No, I'm not. I meant the Jags.
Okay, what about Cam Newton?
See, that one, I don't know. It
seems like he doesn't really have interest out there right now.
Which is sad. I mean,
I like to see him on the Bears.
That's just a crowded quarterback room.
No, after. I mean, the Foles negated that, but I would have liked that.
I would have liked that, too.
I still like it. Like, if they were to do it for some reason, I'd be like,
that,
great.
That would be a little confusing. That'd be a confusing process, but hey, you know. Three most logical landing spots. I don't know. I don't care. I don't care. I don't know.
Redskins.
I like Haskins.
I liked him in the draft a lot. He didn't do a lot for me this year.
I think he, give him a year. They treated him terribly. They were going to redshirt him, and then they just were like, yeah, you just go in into the fire. Just like, redshirt years never work.
Yo, Sam Darnold's done. Let's send somebody to the Jets, huh?
James Winston. That would be perfect.
I would love that.
That would be so perfect.
I would love to play James Winston twice a year.
Yeah, we'd still probably lose.
Gilmore would repeat as Defensive Player of the Year, for sure.
Yeah, 10 picks in 2 games.
Maybe Hightower, actually. I don't know. He likes the front seven.
That's a good point. That's a good point. All right, you want to move on from the quarterbacks? We have a lot to cover still.
Can we talk about the Browns?
Sure.
Because I like them. I like what they did a lot.
I've liked them for a while. You know this.
I mean, like, I like...
what they did. Yeah, good job.
I think Austin Hooper, that's a great signing, but it's not the most important. I'm going to talk about Hooper for a second. So I know Stefanski leads the league in 2 tight end sets, and that's now going to be Austin Hooper and David Njoku. That's scary. And then and now they're protecting my guy, Baker Mayfield's blind side, Jack Conklin.
Yeah, I was big time excited for the Jack Conklin sign. The Austin Hooper one, I was like, eh. And I only said he'll work on the Browns. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
Because they have the receivers to make him not the number one option. That's what Austin Hooper had to do. He couldn't have been a team's number one option, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Number 2 or 3? Yeah, he could do that. He could do that very well. Which was a great sign. But the Conklin one's great because Baker was under pressure a lot this past year. They traded their best offensive lineman in the Odell trade, I think. Or he just signed there.
No, you're right.
Okay. Yeah, so they traded him, and they never really replaced it. They might have replaced it with, like, Greg Robinson. Not good.
Joe Thomas retired.
Joe Thomas also retired. Devastating. Love Joe Thomas. Yep. He was pumped about Jack Conklin getting signed, by the way. I was a big fan of the signing because, unlike a lot of people, I still believe in Baker Mayfield.
Oh, yeah. And
I do think that this year can be his redemption year as long as he has protection. And Jack Conklin is a very good offensive lineman. And you have the draft that is stuffed with offensive linemen, most specifically
Packers. There's so many tackles. So what I'll say is I loved last year all the moves they made from, like, a fantasy perspective. But I was super confused about the fact that, like, they were just trading away elite linemen left and right. Like, they dumped all of their good linemen. And somehow, like, Freddie Kitchens just didn't realize that would – like, Freddie, he was just like, we got Odell Beckham and Jarvis Landry.
Freddie Kitchens should not have been their coach.
I was super wrong. I was all in on him.
Oh, that's tough. I think Stefanski can be good.
I love Freddie Kitchens, but he was really bad.
He was. He was really bad. But I did like the moves. Another good offseason for the Browns. This year they have to show something though.
For sure. Okay, let's do
big stuff.
Like 3 minutes.
Yeah, this could be easy. This isn't a lot.
So Hopkins trade.
We kind of talked about this earlier. Robbery.
Yeah, I mean, I am one who absolutely loves David Johnson, but that was ridiculous.
It was so bad.
Just the fact that Diggs got traded for like 8 picks, including a first rounder, right after made it so much better.
You know what made me laugh? That It was originally reported that David Johnson got traded to the Texans. That was the real report.
Right.
And then they were like, oh, DeAndre Hopkins is going to the Cardinals. I was like, oh, huh?
Yeah, you probably lead with that next time, boss.
I was like, that was probably the bigger one.
Yep, for sure.
And this was a really good trade for the Cardinals. Cliff Kingsbury now has at his disposal one of the best offenses in football, at least personnel-wise.
Yeah, I mean, line's still a massive problem, but again, he's got the draft.
Helps to have Kyler there, too.
Helps to have the draft.
Right, but Kyler's athletic enough that he can make it work.
Yeah, I think one thing that's huge about this, that this is a little bit reaching ahead here, but everybody was like, CeeDee Lamb is going to the Cardinals. Everyone thought they were taking a wide receiver with their first round pick, which they might have had to do. But now with Hopkins, they can go get themselves a very solid first round tackle and really beef up that line, which is in desperate need of some help. So they could go into that draft and, spend a few picks on a line. We might be looking at, get a couple of big boys in there to help that thing out a little bit.
If they fix that line, wild card team. Don't have me.
That's a lot. But I love
possibility. Well,
maybe when I think they're a wild card team in 2 years when they have that, everyone gets in the playoffs, new CBA thing.
Oh, right. I forgot that's happening.
Also, can we talk about my favorite thing that happened, which is Diggs and Josh Allen?
One second. I just want to say this quickly about Hopkins. The idea of him, I know he doesn't have much to learn, but him learning from Larry Fitzgerald is very exciting. Because Larry Fitzgerald is one of the best to ever do it. He is a Hall of Famer. And the fact that not only do you have those two as a combo with Larry on the way out almost, but Kirk, I just think they'll be fun. And
Kirk, too.
Yes, Kirk and Andy Isabella.
I love Andy Isabella.
That's a hell of a three, by the way.
Keen Butler's really tall.
Yeah, he is. But like
that's all I say about him.
That three, that's a real, like we were just saying, if Antonio Brown went to the Tampa, that's a good three. Look, I understand, that would be better. But let's not sleep on the Cardinals three that they have right now.
Yeah, solid.
But on to Diggs.
I just love it. I love Josh Allen. I mean, it sucks because we're going to lose the division for the first time ever. But, I mean, dude, Diggs is the perfect person for Josh Allen. I love that. That's a perfect move.
Well, considering that John Brown somehow proved to be the best guy for Josh Allen.
Career year, yeah.
I think Diggs is going to work out even better, personally.
But I mean, dude, that is a phenomenal move. I love McDermott a lot. I think he's very smart. I'm a huge Josh Allen guy. Like, I think this team is just building something here, and it's going to be fun to watch.
Would I be crazy to say the third best team in the AFC?
If you believe in Super Bowl hangovers, then I guess not. No, I guess it's kind of.
I think it goes Chiefs, Ravens, Bills.
I agree with that. I think the Bills will have a regression. I mean, sorry. I think the Chiefs, they're just a great team. But I think I could see a little bit of regression there. But Mahomes is phenomenal, so they'll be all right. I could see the Ravens having. What they did was I don't want to say it's gimmicky, but with Lamar Jackson just running around, I feel like after a while the NFL is going to adjust when they have a full offseason to kind of contain that. Mm-hmm. Not that you can contain Lamar Jackson. I'm not saying he's going to be a pocket passer next year or he's going to run for 300 yards. I think as it goes on, we'll have more. They'll prepare a little for that off because that offense, it doesn't really open up. It's running the ball with Mark Ingram, who is just a great running back. I'm a huge fan of Mark Ingram. You run him up the middle, play actions. You got Mark Andrews, that big body who can stick a guy and then run out in the play action. That's a great little game and it works, especially with the options and stuff like that. But until they have Marquise Brown becomes like a real threat and proves he's not injury prone, or they get another guy on the outside, I feel like that offense could be moderately contained, you know?
Yeah, I gotcha. I just think the Bills still need to show me something before they hop over them. Like, Josh Allen needs to show a little bit more improvement, and then I'm like, I'll be all in.
Oh, I agree with you. I still think the Bills are third, but my point is just that I would – so my what I'm saying is I think you could easily – I think you could bet, like, take a future bet on the Bills when those come out, like take a future on them, because it's like one of those things where you're going to have good odds, and I think it's definitely possible. If I'm a Bills fan, I'm very excited right now.
Absolutely. DeForest Buckner got traded.
Yeah, that was round pick. What?
For first round pick, 13th overall.
That was a little much for me. I felt like I really liked DeForest Buckner, but
all pro.
Maybe it's stupid, but I just feel like D tackles aren't worth first round picks.
He's probably the second best in the league. So, I mean, would you trade a first-round pick for Aaron Donald?
Yeah, okay, yeah, that's a good point. But I consider he's a...
I know Aaron Donald's a different animal. I'm just saying. Yeah. I think Buckner's the next guy.
You're right, though. That blanket statement was inaccurate when I said I wouldn't trade a first-round pick for a D-tackle. Yeah. But I mean, like... 90% of them are just run stuffers. They get, you know, the good ones will get 5 sacks, you know, but
got 7.5.
Mm-hmm. Right. And that's the second best in the league. So typically I wouldn't go, like, I would never draft a D tackle unless I knew it was going to be an Aaron Donald.
Right.
I don't know if I would even draft a DeForest Buckner in the first round early.
I'd probably draft a DeForest Buckner in the first round. I mean, it depends on need. If you're just terrible against the run, you have to draft him.
You're talking about the 13th pick, correct?
Yeah.
So that's, I mean.
I think the Colts needed that 13th pick. So that's.
I think, they're looking, they're a point. Okay. So that's a team that's going to get hot every year and make you believe for a sec. But if you're going to put Phillip Rivers back there, like, you're not competing. Like, if it was still a Brissett team, like, Brissett did well before he got injured.
Nah, but feed me T.Y. Hilton in fantasy, though. Sorry.
Really?
Yeah. Absolutely.
I think I'd rather have Brissett thrown to him.
No, because Phillip Rivers does this really good thing of filling stats for his fantasy guys. That doesn't mean he's good.
That's true, actually. That's a good point.
Like Keenan Allen, Austin Eckler, Melvin Gordon, they eat. Marlon Mack next year? Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Yeah, I mean, you're bringing up a good point. I'm getting
excited for fantasy right now.
Yeah, I mean... I guess, like, it's not like, it wasn't like a trade where I was like, that's, like, terrible or any, or, like, one side, like, stole anything.
Right.
I just don't really get it from either side. I think DeForest Buckner is a good player to add to the Colts. I think he's a really good player. I think that's exciting. But it felt like a little bit much. And then from the 49ers perspective, like, why would you... I mean, you just went to the Super Bowl last year because of your incredible front four.
It confused me up more on the 49ers side, to be honest with you, because...
A lot more, right?
I think Buckner makes the Colts defense real deal, in my opinion.
See, I believe that DeForest Buckner has more value to the 49ers than he does the Colts.
That's fair. That is totally fair, because...
I mean, you still have Saleh. You still have you have pretty much the same roster. Yeah. And they're a lot closer. They're a team that could win the Super Bowl next year.
Yeah, I can't say I understand the pick at all, except they didn't want to pay him.
I mean,
That's it.
Yeah, I guess you get the first-round pick a little bit early. Well, you know what, though? Let's see what they do with the pick.
Yeah, that's a good point. You can't really grade these until you see. So, I wouldn't be surprised if, like, CeeDee Lamb was picked there.
Now, that'd be fascinating.
Because they just lost Sanders, or they're going to lose Sanders, it sounds like.
Yeah.
Who's their number one?
Well, Pettis was supposed to be, and he just flamed out.
He stinks. They have Kittle, of course.
Deebo Samuel's great.
Deebo, yeah.
Great,
Deebo.
Great was, cool. That was a lot. But cool. He's...
Deebo, CeeDee Lamb, and Kittle? Not bad. I like that for their future.
And 13 gives you a lot of options.
But is that worth DeForest Buckner? No.
I wouldn't take CeeDee Lamb for DeForest Buckner.
Exactly.
But
I love CeeDee Lamb. I love CeeDee Lamb.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. But
we'll just run through these two real quick. More defensive tackles. Jarrell Casey was traded, and Clive Campbell was traded.
Yes. So the Jarrell Casey one stunned me because it was for a seventh-round pick, and I just don't get that. Like, that was
a money dump.
I mean, I get, but he had 5 sacks last year.
Yeah, that upset me a lot because Jarrell Casey's been solid for a lot of years.
Jarrell Casey had the second most sacks on the Titans, and he missed games last year. I just don't get it from the Titans, who are like this hard-nosed football team. You got Mike Vrabel leading the charge with Derrick Henry as like the guy on the field that's moving the ball. Like, that's a team.
A playoff team.
Yeah, potentially. I mean, last year, obviously.
I don't know now.
I don't think he's a big.
A lot of their importance was stopping the run. And yeah, when you lose Jarrell Casey, who's a big clogger up there, that's tough. That's tough.
I don't get it. I don't get it at all. But no. I don't think he could. Like, I don't think this breaks the Titans. He's not that good. I just think it's a terrible trade because it's, I mean.
He's a Pro Bowler.
A seventh-round pick. Like,
5-time Pro Bowler.
Yeah. No, a very good player, but he's past that. He's not in the peak of that. I still think, like I'm saying I don't like the trade, but I'm also saying they're not out of the playoffs because of this.
Like, I understand that why the Ravens had to give up more for Calais Campbell because I do think Calais Campbell's more of a game changer. Compared to Jarrell Casey?
I don't know.
The past 3 years, he's had 14.5 sacks, 10.5, and 6.5, but he's also 34 years old.
Okay, yeah. I mean, I guess production-wise, you're right. He just kind
of... He's an animal on bad teams.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Casey has too, actually, but...
That's true. I think him on the Ravens is a good addition because they lost Michael Pierce, I believe. He just signed somewhere else, so it's a good... good swap there, and they signed Michael Brockers as well.
I was just gonna say 3 years, $30 million, I believe.
Yeah. Would you like to move on to the Patriots 1 and 2?
I talk about the junior teams.
Yeah.
So the Dolphins and Lions decided to just take everyone. So first of all, they got Byron Jones. The Dolphins got Byron Jones and Jordan Howard, which is
interesting. Loved the Byron Jones signing.
Yeah, I mean, he's a great player.
They had the money. Why not? Just go get him.
So, the Dolphins also added Kyle Van Noy, Alandon Roberts, and Cad Karras. You notice anything similar about that?
They all played for the Patriots.
Yeah. I'm even going to throw in Kamau Grugier-Hill, who was drafted by the Patriots. Even though he's played the last, 4 years with the Eagles.
Sure. You could toss that.
Well, Flores was there. It's just one of those things where it's like he went with guys he was familiar with. Yeah. Now, Patricia is really trying hard to be the next Belichick, and it's just not going to work. Like,
he did this last year, too.
Yeah, that's why it's sad. Yeah. He traded for Harmon. He signed Jamie Collins. He signed Danny Shelton. And they now have 7 former Patriots on the roster. I mean... And they're just, like, he's just obsessed. And I get that they run, like, it's Patricia's system, so it's like that was their system. But, dude, just have a little bit of, like, originality. Like, it's so insane.
It's, yeah, it is. I will say, though. Tough for the Patriots, by the way.
What?
Tough for the Patriots. These are all,
yeah. Oh, yeah, these are all players, some big dudes. That were
core guys this past year.
These are huge names. Well, I will say, like, as much as Patricia, like, I'm making fun of him right now, Jamie Collins is an absolute game changer. I love Jamie Collins. I think that's a great pickup for any team that, I mean, you would assume he would know how to use him. And then Harmon, they run a lot of 3 safety sets. Don't ask me why I know that. And he figures to be the 3rd safety, and I think Harmon's great in that type of role where he's. What?
The Patriots did that, so now you know why the Lions do that.
That's true. Yeah. So I've had to say what a lot on the show because, like, we're not in person.
That's fair. We are not.
I feel like it throws off our, like...
I haven't noticed. You're good.
Yeah. I think it might be annoying for the listeners. Now it will be because I'll be paying attention to it. So
yeah, don't point that out ever again.
Oh, whatever. One thing that I think is very interesting from the offseason, one thing that I thought was just the funniest, was that Andrew Whitworth is trying to be the new Tom Brady.
Yeah, this is incredible.
So Andrew Whitworth signed a 3-year extension. He is 38 years old, and he plays left tackle.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what side he plays for the Rams.
If it matters, he plays left tackle very well.
Oh, he's very good. Yeah. He was also the one that was like, I want to die after the Rams.
Oh, right. After they lost the Super Bowl. That was so sad.
He was like, at the end, who cares? We're all going to die. This is a great response.
Pop culture reference. Vanessa Hudgens, High School Musical fame, for those who don't know. She also very much said that on her Instagram story. Did you see that?
Oh, they were talking about it on Part of My Take.
Yeah, it was tough.
She said, she doesn't get, people are going to die anyway, and, I want to go outside or something like that.
It was an incredible comment, actually. I was like, that's not it.
Yeah.
I want to see that. What did she exactly say? Fudge.
You suck at this.
I sure do. I'm so bad at looking for stuff. Yeah. You could continue. When I find it, I'll go.
I mean, I would love to, but there's really nothing else to talk about.
Oh yeah, I got a great quote for you after this. Not a quote, a stat. Why can't I find anything, dude? I had a tough night.
Yeah, you really are struggling.
We're all in this together. Okay, here we go. It's a virus. I get it. I respect it. I don't know why she respects it. That's weird. But at the same time, even if everybody gets it, people are going to die, which is terrible, but inevitable. I don't know. Maybe I shouldn't be doing this right now. I'm happy she figured that out at the end. Wow. Everyone, it's inevitable.
It's true. She's not wrong.
There's no lie there. I don't even know why people got so mad. But she just wanted to go outside. She really just wanted to go outside, which I respect. I also want to go outside.
I would love to go do things outside.
So, it was a fair comment by her. Hot take.
Yeah.
Oh, and you want my last stat for the show?
Sure.
Jameis Winston, back to him, is the only player in history to throw a pick six in his first pass attempt for a team and his last.
Yeah, and a lot in the middle there, too.
That wasn't the point. But, hey, legend. Not everyone can steal crab legs. Then go into the NFL as the first overall pick. Then throw a pick six in your first pass. Then somehow get suspended for steroids. Then lose your job to Ryan Fitzpatrick. Then get your job back. And then lose it again. And then get it back. And then, and only then, do a 30 for 30 season.
I mean, the guy is electric. There's no doubt about it.
He is someone the NFL needs. Maybe it's not in a good way.
No.
But it's in an entertaining way.
Sure.
Gave me lots of laughs this year.
Oh, I mean, I loved watching him play football. I as much as I don't want him, he is very entertaining.
Also, great fantasy player this past year. Fifth best quarterback in fantasy.
Sure.
While losing 60 points for turnovers. Oh, plus the 12 fumbles. Sorry. Oh, boy. That's
so 84 great. Points for turnovers gone.
And he finished in fifth. So imagine he cuts that in half.
Yeah.
Fantasy legend. All right. You got any last thoughts?
I'm just upset and bored and everything's weird. And yeah, I don't really think the Brady thing has registered just because the world is so strange right now. It's of course,
Of course, everything sucks. 2020 is the worst year ever.
Everything's upside down. Of course he left. Of course, Betts
wins for being the worst. I'm just saying that.
What?
2020 wins for being the worst year ever.
Oh, yeah.
And we're only in March.
Hey, I agree with you. I mean, it's been tough. It's been tough for not Boston sports.
Baseball forever.
There's a pandemic.
Mookie Betts was traded.
I started my year off by having surgery. So, like, I was already, like, I don't like this year.
Ice cold.
But it's just been a tough year. Everyone hates 2020.
Like, 2019 was one of my favorites. 2020 stinks.
I was a huge fan of 18.
Oh, for sports. I was just mean, like, life. But, yeah, 18 was awesome.
Well, I mean, my life was made substantially better by the 108-win Red Sox.
Yeah. Can't blame you. Yeah. Hey, this... All right, I'm just moving on. Tom Brady, I love you. I miss you. This isn't the last time we'll talk about you. I'm sad.
If you're watching this.
If you're listening, just know we all love you here. And if you, I know you haven't signed the contract yet. So, like, if you wanted to come back, I wouldn't say no. You did say forever a Patriot. We could just make that official. Forever.
Did he ever say if he was signing with the Bucks or the Vipers?
Good point, except the XFL season's canceled, so probably not the Vipers.
Well, there's always a new one.
Devastating. Where's PJ Walker going to end up? All right, that's when we have run out of time, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Scott Edwards.
The answer is Seattle.
Okay. My name is Scott Edwards.
I'm Scott Neville.
And we will see you next week.
Bye. The kings of our little towns, if there's a rebel around, you know it's gonna be one of us. We're right at home in the wild, can't help it, that's our style, born and bred to be dangerous. We might roll on a Saturday night, get that look in our eyes and we'll strike.